Welcome once again to the Warren County Radio Bible School, and you have certainly been a good student. I hope you brought your school book with you to this school. And of course, your school book in this Bible school is the Bible itself. We're studying old Sunday school lessons. The one today is the one about how Jesus sent forth the 70 to preach that the kingdom of God has come nigh unto you. It was a Sunday school lesson written for December the 3rd, 1922 by E.A. Elam. And so turn to Luke chapter 10. We'll begin in just a moment in Luke chapter 10 and verse 12. This is class session 159 of this Bible school. While you're turning to Luke chapter 10, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. It is located at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road on the highway that runs from McMinnville to Viola. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this Radio Bible School. Now let me read to you from the text, Luke chapter 10 and verse 12. And here we read, I had it there. Excuse me just a moment. Luke chapter 10 and verse 12. Here's where Jesus said, I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works had been done in Tyre and Sidon, which were done in you, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the judgment than for you. This mention of Tyre and Sidon makes me want to read about the destruction of Tyre and Sidon. It is a lengthy reading, but I think you will enjoy this reading. It is found in the book of Ezekiel. And what I want to do now is turn our attention to Ezekiel chapters 26, 27, and 28. Now, this is not a section of the Bible that is often read, and that's why I think you're going to find it interesting. And the prophets speak with such a beauty of language that I think you will enjoy that. So let's read about the destruction of Tyre and Sidon. In Ezekiel chapter 26 and verse 1, we begin. And it came to pass in the 11th year, in the first day of the month, that the word of Jehovah came unto me, saying, Son of man, because that Tyre hath said against Jerusalem, Ah, she is broken that was the gate to the peoples, she is turned unto me. I shall be replenished now that she is laid waste. Therefore thus saith the Lord Jehovah, Behold, I am against thee, O Tyre, and I will cause many nations to come up against thee, as the sea causeth its waves to come up, and they shall destroy the walls of Tyre, and break down her towers. So will I scrape her dust from her, and make her a bare rock. She shall be placed for the spreading of nets, and for the midst of the sea. For I have spoken it, saith the Lord Jehovah, and she shall become a spoil to the nations, and her daughters that are in the field shall be slain with the sword, and they shall know that I am Jehovah. Ezekiel chapter 26 and verse 7. For thus saith the Lord Jehovah, Behold, I will bring upon Tyre Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, king of kings from the north, with horses and with chariots and with horsemen and a company and much people. And he shall slay with the sword thy daughters in the field, and he shall make forts against thee, and cast up a mound against thee, and raise up the buckler against thee. And he shall set his battering engines against thy walls, and with his axe shall he break down thy towers. By reason of the abundance of his horses, their dust shall cover thee. Thy walls shall shake at the noise of the horsemen, and of the wagons, and of the chariots, when he shall enter into thy gates, as men enter into the city wherein is made a breach. With the hooves of his horses shall he tread down all thy streets. He shall slay thy people with the sword, and the pillars of thy strength shall go down to the ground, and they shall make a spoil of thy riches, and make a prey of thy merchandise. And they shall break down thy walls, and destroy thy pleasant houses, and they shall lay stones in thy timber, and thy dust in the midst of the waters. And I will call the noise of thy songs to cease, and the sound of thy harp shall be no more heard. And I will make thee a bare rock, and thou shalt be a place for the spreading of nets. Thou shalt be built no more. For I, Jehovah, have spoken it, saith the Lord Jehovah. Ezekiel chapter 26 and verse 15. Thus saith the Lord Jehovah to Tyre, shall not the island shake with the sound of thy fall, when their wounded groan, when the slaughter is made in the midst of thee? Then all the princes of the sea shall come down from their thrones, and lay aside their robes, and strip off their broidered garments. They shall clothe themselves with trembling. They shall sit upon the ground, and shall tremble every moment, and be astonished at thee. They shall take up a lamentation over thee, and say unto thee, thou, how art thou destroyed that wast inhabited by seafaring men? The renowned city that was strong in the sea, she and her inhabitants that caused their terror to be on all that dwelt there. Now shall the isles tremble in the day of thy fall. Yea, the islands that are in the sea shall be dismayed at thy departure. Ezekiel 26 and verse 19. For thus saith the Lord Jehovah, when I shall make thee a desolate city, like the cities that art inhabited, when I shall bring up the deep upon thee, and the great waters shall cover thee, then will I bring thee down with them that descend into the pit, to the people of old time. And I will make thee to dwell in the neither parts of the earth, in the places that are desolate of old with them that go down to the pit, that thou be not inhabited. And I will set glory in the land of the living. I will make thee a terror, and thou shalt no more have any being, though thou be sought for. Yea, thou shalt never be found again, saith the Lord Jehovah. Ezekiel chapter 27 and verse 1. The word of Jehovah came again unto me, saying, and thou, son of man, take up a lamentation over Tyre, and say unto Tyre, O thou that dwellest at the entry of the sea, that art the merchant of the people into many isles, thus saith the Lord Jehovah, thou, O Tyre, hast said, I am perfect in beauty. Thy borders are in the heart of the seas. Thy builders have perfected thy beauty. They have made all thy planks of firmament from the Shinar. They have taken a cedar of Lebanon to the mast for thee. Of the oaks of Bashan have they made thine oars. They have made the breeches of ivory inlaid with boxwood from the isles of Kittim. Of fine linen with broidered work from Egypt was thy sail, and that it might be to thee for an ensign. Blue and purple from the isles of Elisha was thine awning. The inhabitants of Sidon and Arbad were thy towers. Thy wise men, O Tyre, were in thee. They were thy pilots. The old men of Gebal and the wise men thereof were in thee, thy caulkers, and the ships of the sea and their mariners were in thee, to dwell in thy merchandise. Persia and Lud and Put were put in thine army, thy men of war. They hang the shield and the helmet in thee. They set forth thy comeliness. The men of Arbad with thee, army, were upon thy walls round about, and verily valorous men were in thy towers. They hang their shields upon the walls round about. They have perfected thy beauty. Ezekiel 27 and verse 12. Tarshish was thy merchant by reason of the multitude of all kinds of riches. With silver, iron, tin, and lead they traded for thy wares. Javan, Tubal, and Meshes were there. Thy traffickers, they traded the persons of men in vessels of brass for thy merchandise. They of the house of Togarmah traded for thy wares with horses and war horses and mules. The men of Dedan were thy traffickers. Many isles were the mart of thy hand. They bought thee in exchange horns of ivory and ebony. Syria was thy merchant by reason of the multitude of thy handiworks. They traded for thy wares with emeralds, purple embroidered work, and fine linen, and coral, and rubies. Judah and the land of Israel were thy traffickers. They traded for thy merchandise wheat of Minnith, and Penang, and honey, and oil, and balm. Damascus was thy merchant for the multitude of thy handiworks, by reason of the multitude of all kinds of riches, wherein was the wine of Helborn, the white wool, Vidan, and Javan traded with yarn for thy wares, bright iron, cassia, and calamus were among thy merchandise. Dedan was thy traffickers in precious cloths for writing, Arabia, and all the princes of Kedar. They were the merchants of thy hand, and lambs, and rams, and goats, and these were thy merchants, the traffickers of Sheba and Ramah. They were thy traffickers. They traded for thy wares with the chief of all spices and with the precious stones of gold, Haran, and Kena, and Eden, the traffickers of Sheba. Ashur, Chilmad were thy traffickers. These were thy traffickers in choice wares, in wrappings of blue and broidered work, and in chests of rich apparel, bound with cords and made of cedar among thy merchandise. The ships of Tarshish were thy caravans for thy merchandise, and thou wast replenished and made very glorious in the heart of the seas. Thy rowers have brought thee into great waters. The east wind hath broken thee in the heart of the seas. Thy riches and thy wares, thy merchandise, thy mariners and thy pilots, thy caulkers and the dealers of thy merchandise, and all thy men of war that are in thee, with all the company which is in the midst of thee, shall fall into the heart of the seas in the day of thy ruin. At thy sound of the cry of thy pilots, the suburbs shall shake, and all that handle the oar, the mariners and all the pilots of the sea, shall come down from their ships, and they shall stand upon the land, and shall cause their voice to be heard over thee, and shall cry bitterly, and shall cast up the dust upon their heads. They shall wallow themselves in the ashes, and they shall make themselves bald for thee, and gird them with sackcloth. And they that weep for thee in bitterness of soul and bitter mourning, and in their wailing they shall take up a lamentation for thee, and lament over thee, saying, Who is there like Tyre, her that is brought to silence in the midst of the sea? When thy wares went forth out of the seas, thou fillest many peoples. Thou didst enrich the kings of the earth with the multitude of thy riches and of thy merchandise. In the time that thou wast broken by the seas in the depths of the water, thy merchandise and all thy company did fall in the midst of thee. All the inhabitants of the isles are astonished at thee, and their kings are horribly afraid. They are troubled in their countenance. The merchants among thy peoples hiss at thee. Thou art become a terror, and thou shalt never more have any being. The word of Jehovah came again unto me, saying, Ezekiel chapter 28 and verse 2, Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyre, Thus saith the Lord Jehovah, Because thy heart is lifted up, and thou hast said, I am of God, and said in the sea of God, and in the midst of seas, yet thou art man and not God, though thou didst set thy heart as the heart of God. Behold, art thou wiser than Daniel? There is no secret that is hidden from thee, but by thy wisdom and thy understanding thou hast gotten thee riches, and hast gotten gold and silver into thy treasuries. By thy great wisdom and by thy traffic hast thou increased thy riches, and thy heart is lifted up because of thy riches. Therefore thus saith the Lord Jehovah, Because thou hast set thy heart as the heart of God, therefore I will bring strangers upon thee, the terrible nations, and they shall draw their sword against thee.